is Jim Myers with WSHIT Sports, and what a day it has been. As my father used to say, it shines on a squirrel's ass every once in a blue moon. What that meant, I have no earthly. But here's the situation. Our very own Coach Dundon has been awarded Coach of the Year by the county. That's right, Crabapples Elementary School's very own football coach, Jim Dundon. After his unfortunate incident with the law, he is back and on the mend. Now, we go live down to the field, where Coach Dundon will accept this prestigious award on behalf of the entirety of the coaching staff. I am excited.
Don't ever come back to this team. Anybody, don't come back. There is going to be no U football team next year. Come back. This has been the worst team, the worst experience I ever did. Players, this is not on you.
So listen.
This is not on you. Players, y'all did everything. Y'all gave your heart. Y'all did everything right. It was the coaches. The coaches.
There is nothing in life like the budding relationship between coach and player. I could not be more red right now. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Like they have on the front.
Yeah.
It's just a habit that they put. You know, how many calories, how much sugar, and how many carbohydrates so that you can quickly figure out just how awful breakfast cereal is for you, because it's awful for you. It's like one of the worst foods you could ever have.
It's very sugary.
You know, and then we feed it to our children as if it's, you know, as if it's a ritual. This cereal is so bad, they don't even bother putting the shit on the front. You have to go on the back and then a little tiny letters. Search it's like it. 72 grams of sugar. 176% of your daily rate. And then don't even get me started if you add cream to it.
Well, right.
But how many people he helped in his time?
He helped a lot of people.
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. He was dancing to the eight. What do they call it? Rocking to the 80s, bopping to the boobies,
to the
or whatever. Rocking to the oldies. Sweating to the oldies. Come on, everybody go. Let's go. Get those pounds off right now. Shake your booty.
Ra-da-da-da-da-da. He's more fun.
Given no training and having not listened to much music whatsoever, they're coming up with their own music inside their own head. My cat's name is Footfoot. Sounds awesome, right? This is going to be a huge hit.
Let's
everywhere.
Try it.
My dick's name is Dick Dick. It likes to slip and slide. My dick's name is Dick Dick. Come on and take a ride. My ball's name is Lefty. He has a friend named Ride. My dick's name is Footfoot.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Hey, Billy, your father told me that you're going to prom this Saturday.
That's right, stepmom. I am going to prom this Saturday.
Stepmom.
I want to tell you about a few things you need to know. What happens after prom?
What happens after prom?
I don't know. Pull out your big red head, and I'm going to show you.
Oh, you're my stepmom.
Yes, Billy. Better you learn it from me than those little whores you've been running around with at your Catholic high school. Speaking of which, there are 7 coming in the room right now.
Oh, what do I do? Oh, stepmom.
The TCB porn series continues here in the TCB studios.
Yep. We've got some advertisers for that,
it smells
right?
Like ass and penis in here.
Right.
We do have some advertisers for that. From the world of Disney.
Yes.
Comes Bambi, a movie about, stepmoms and step... That's, you know, the number one porn-related search on Pornhub.
Really?
Has to do with family. It's incest porn. It's like, well, not incest necessarily. It's like stepmom type bullshit, right? But close enough.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, you know, it's not like it's, you know, some outlier. It's a bunch of fucking people that want to see a stepson get plowed by the stepmom.
Yeah, that's...
I personally have no interest in that. It seems kind of creepy to me.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to go there. It's just not for me. Right. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. And
Happy New Year!
In case you're wondering why we say Happy New Year, it's been a while since I explained this. Chrissy and I, when it was actually coming up on the new year, we were wondering just how long you say Happy New Year into the new year. Mm-hmm. There's some people who do it all through January. I've even known a couple of people in February. Happy New Year, man. It's been a long time since I saw you. Yeah, dude, we're fucking 90 days into this fucking hellhole called 2021. Thanks for saying Happy New Year. But that's why we say Happy New Year, because yes, we're trying to see how long we can get away with it. Mm-hmm. And I bet we can get away with it longer than you can.
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
I just like the fact that there's a new, it's like a new beginning.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
It's a new, fresh
year. It's a new, fresh
year.
Start. It's a fresh episode.
I make those resolutions and break them every week.
every week. I'm still waiting to get on that diet, I promise myself.
Our changing bodies.
It's so hard. I know. It's so hard in the pandemic to like actually lose weight. I feel like the COVID-19 is a real thing.
It is.
And I put it on and I can't get rid of it.
I know, it's hard.
Because I'm in these horrible eating habits now. It's like late at night. Ah, what the fuck? We're all going to die tomorrow. Might as well have another ice cream bar. Cereal with cream? No problem. Double up on that one. Cereal with cream. That's my thing. Cereal with fucking cream. With coffee creamer.
Coffee creamer.
Yeah, like half and half. Really thick,
that's rich,
sweet milk. Yeah. And it's rich.
That's your cereal that's choice. True.
I could go a lot of different ways on that. Yeah. Currently, I'm on golden puffs, honey puffs. It's golden snaps. What is that?
Golden
snaps? What is the one with the frog on the front? It's like puffed wheat. I don't know. Ginger snaps, honey snaps. I don't know what it is.
Some kind of snap.
Yeah, the frog, you know. You know, most cereals have the indication of how much, like they have on the front.
Yeah.
It's just a habit that they put, you know, how many calories, how much sugar, and how many carbohydrates so that you can quickly figure out just how awful breakfast cereal is for you, because it's awful for you. It's like one of the worst foods you could ever have.
Very sugary.
You know, and then we feed it to our children as if it's, you know, as if it's a ritual. Mm-hmm. This cereal is so bad, they don't even bother putting the shit on the front. You have to go on the back and then a little tiny letters. Search it's like it. 72 grams of sugar, 176% of your daily rate. And then don't even get me started if you add cream to it.
Well, right.
So I feel like if I cut out just a few of the extra dramatic things that I'm doing, mm-hmm, I could really lose a lot of weight very quickly. But fuck it.
But why would you want
to? Why?
Yeah,
I know. I'm not going to meetings. Don't care. I'm not going to meetings. I barely
it's
go
like
out.
Pleasure, you know, little pleasures.
Yeah, little tiny little pleasures that we all need. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to our brand new TCBpodcast.com. Thanks to my lovely and beautiful wife, Astrid, who does all of our social media, all of our website stuff. She's just really a trooper. And then she deals with me after hours. It's like podcast 24/7. I'm sure we're going on a little staycation, and I'm sure she's already told me no phone calls, no Clubhouse, no editing, no listening. No worrying, no nothing, nothing.
Just check out.
Yeah, check out. You have to check out. You got to put the phone away and you got to check out.
Yes.
And I think it's well deserved. So tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes and get access to our entire library for free, video and audio. We are available on YouTube/The Commercial Break. Go ahead and subscribe there if you'd like to see what Chrissy and I look like. If you want to see what Chrissy looks like, go ahead and subscribe/The Commercial Break. You know where to find it. 470-584-8449 is where you can text us or leave us a message. We are getting quite a bit of communication moving back and through. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
We've had a number of people that have asked for Clubhouse invites. We've had a number of people comment on the show. Last week we had Oscar Aiden on, and that was a big hit with everybody. And they said, they being the people who are unanimously.
I
have been talking so much over the last 5 days. I don't even know where my head is at. Anonymously. I mean, it's one, you know, it's not a real phone number. It's a phone number that, you know, the text messages come to my phone and so do the voicemails. It's one, it's specifically for these type of purposes. So when people text me, I rely on them telling me what their name is in order to get it. But most people don't tell me what their name is. I think they assume that for some reason they're in my phone. You're not.
Yeah. It's a caller ID.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can see the number, but I can't see who it is. So people responded when we asked the question, should we go longer if the interview is popping?
Yes.
I mean, if things are going well and we're all getting along, 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes is nothing. Think about that. Think about sitting down at a bar and having a conversation for 20 minutes and then wrapping it up. I mean, you do that on
Frankie B.
Frankie B. But Frankie's someone's fourth choice for the date. Right. He just showed up and sat down next to somebody. Hey, I'm Frankie B.
Okay.
I'm your blind date. I don't think I have. Hey, not. I know I'm not your first choice, but I'm a choice.
Make eye contact with me.
Look at my body. Look at my body.
He just took a little trip to Mexico. We were just talking about this before the show.
So, Frankie. Woo! I'm going to show you how to vacation single over 50. Yeah. He put a brand new video out yesterday. Now I feel like he's talking to me, right? We're best friends now. And so he's on the top of a water slide in Mexico, and he's got the camera, and he's like, hey, everybody. You know, he goes in this 15-minute diatribe about how you should like and subscribe, and if you're over 50, and all this other bullshit. And he's going with the selfie stick around like this. And when he swings around, you can see that clearly there's like a line of people, and they're all like, hey, amigos! Chop, chop!
Keep it moving!
Pronto, you know? Yeah. And meanwhile, Frankie's like just going off, standing on the top of the water slide, waiting to go. Not waiting to go, he's just clogging up.
Frankie. We saw him out one night, too. He was out there with like a couple of girls.
Oh, yeah.
He's and they're just like, you're not recording this, are you?
And he's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm live streaming to all 776 of my subscribers, 400 of which came from the commercial break.
Right. I think we've helped him.
I'm sure we have. All in good fun, Frankie. Yes. All in good fun. So at the commercial break on Instagram, we're over 500, Chrissy, I'm proud to say.
Woo.
Yeah, it's crazy. We have a fair amount of listeners, and now a very small portion of them are on our commercial break. But if you would, please, at the commercial break on Instagram, that's where you can find content you can't find anywhere else. At Brian Green, at TCB Chrissy on Clubhouse, the commercial break Clubhouse Club. We will be going live inside a Clubhouse, probably weekly, I would imagine, for something we call the commercial lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will happen either Mondays and or Tuesdays and or Wednesdays. When we're recording here in the studio, we're going to go live for, you know, 30.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Play some games.
Have some fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a kind of a poppy little timely topical. If you want to interact with us, we'll release these as bonus episodes. If you want to interact with us, get on the podcast, have some fun, you know, cuss us out. Do your hate speech right there in front of
us. We've got a mute button.
but I think so, that could be fun. Like if someone really hates us and they come up, that could be fun. So if you really dislike the show, ask me for an invite and I'll get you in there. Anyway, that's all I got. I mean, I could go on forever about all of our things, but those are our things. Anybody know where Richard Simmons went?
No, but there was a show. Maybe it was a podcast, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where is Richard Simmons?
Yeah, they were trying to find him.
Searching for Richard Simmons.
Yeah, and they found him. I listened to it. They found him, but he just was like, get away. I don't want to be found.
Did they find him? Maybe I didn't make it to the last episode.
Yeah.
Because they were like 20-minute little episodes, right?
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was very interesting.
Yes.
But now that it's been like 3 years since that podcast came out. Yeah. So now I'm wondering, like, has anybody ever like caught up with Richard Simmons? Is he alive? Is his maid holding him hostage? Is he transitioning into a woman, which was what some of the things that I heard. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what I've heard people say, is that he's transitioning to. Yeah. And listen, if he's transitioning, then he has all the right in the world. He has all the right in the world anyway to keep his private life private.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with me. I don't give a shit. I just was wondering because I always thought he was such an entertaining character.
Yeah. And he was all over the place, you know, with all his videos and workouts. And
all over the place. It's like, what did
stopped.
Oscar call it? Gay DHD. I mean, I don't know that Richard is gay. I don't think he's ever come out and said that, but. One could probably jump to the
inference.
Conclusion. Yeah, it's not a bridge too far to believe that it's possible that Richard Simmons may be gay, right?
Yes.
But he was like all over the place. But how many people he helped in his time?
He helped a lot of people.
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. He was dancing to the what do they call it? Rocking to the 80s, bopping to the boobies
to the
or whatever. Rocking to the oldies. Sweating to the oldies. Come on, everybody go. Let's go. Get those pounds off right now. Shake your booty. He was like one of those guys. Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime girl. He was like a ragtime singer, but he never sang. Or maybe he did sing. But listen, I want to know where Richard Simmons is.
Yeah.
I would love, I mean, this is never in the history of ever going to happen. I mean, we have trouble getting our own friends to come on the podcast. But I'm putting a call out there. Because this is the way these things happen. If anybody happens to know anybody who happens to know somebody in the inner circle of Richard Simmons, I would like to have that discussion. And I don't know why I was thinking about this last night, but I was thinking about it. And I feel like if Richard's going to have a coming out party, it should be right here on the commercial break. What
Absolutely.
Do you think?
Absolutely.
With those, what are the parachute shorts that he had? With the
Yeah, they're really short.
Yeah. It looked like a circus tent, but really tight circus tent.
Yes.
Good old Richard. Speaking of gay ADHD, we must talk about Colton Underwood.
Yes.
Okay, next. Colton Underwood.
Yes.
Came out as gay.
He was the Bachelor in, like, 2018?
Was he the Bachelor in 2018?
Yeah, and he became, like, the Virgin Bachelor.
He became the Virgin Bachelor?
Right, because he had not,
Hold on 1 second. A screw just dropped from one of our boards.
Oh, I wonder what you were doing.
I know. I was like, what is that? It just fell from the sky. Oh, I think it might have fallen from the fan. Oh, my God.
Hopefully that's not going to crash down on us.
Well, we'll see in a few minutes here. It just like dropped right in my lap. It just dropped right in my lap. What a janky studio. We have got to get out of this studio. Between my son yelling and screaming because he can't be in here with us. I mean, my son throws an absolute shit fit every time that Chrissy and I go in this studio. He thinks that this is Disney World and we're not letting him in.
Right. But you want what you can't have.
Yeah, you want what you can't have. Uh-huh. But it's really dangerous. Today, my daughter pulled the microphone. She was on the floor and pulled the microphone right. It's a huge, heavy stand. It weighs about 25 pounds. Uh-huh. And she pulled it right off the table. And the microphone just exploded. It just like everywhere. Right. And here I am trying to cobble it back. Maybe it's probably a screw from that.
That's what
Let's gonna. Hope so, because if it's the fan, just listen. If I scream, just duck, okay?
Okay.
Colton Underwood was you have to tell me more about this, because I honestly don't know about Colton
Underwood.
I didn't watch
his season, but I've read a lot since he came out.
Okay,
he
so tell
came
me.
Out on Good Morning America. Well, he was, apparently suppressing his feelings for men.
Yeah.
And I guess from what I can deduce, he was trying to make himself be like women. So that's why he did The Bachelor.
And he had a pretty public breakup with the girl who he ended up with, didn't he?
He had a restraining order put against him.
Randolph? Is that her name? Cassie Randolph?
I can't remember.
Yeah, they had he was stalking her.
Yes,
and she got her. You gotta
This was the girl he picked from The Bachelor. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just like having a breakdown and felt like or maybe she found out about his secret.
Maybe.
And he was like, please, please, please don't tell anybody. And she's like, I'm not gonna tell anybody, just chill out, dude. Like, stop fucking texting me and call me. Now we don't know any of this. This is all speculative. I don't know a fucking thing about Colton Underwood.
I
do know is I think it takes amazing chutzpah to be know you're gay and go on The Bachelor to then find your wife.
Yeah.
But what doesn't surprise me, but makes me, I guess, a little bit forlorn, is that in 2021, 2020, 2019, whatever the season is, that there are people that still feel this way about themselves and then are afraid to speak their truth.
Right.
Like, what a fucking nightmare. This is what I hate when people are like, these fucking right-wing jackass, ass clown, born-again Christians, or whatever they are. The right-wing, extreme Christian class, when they say that homosexuality is a sin, it's a choice.
Yeah, they try and do this conversion therapy.
Let me ask you a fucking question.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. And there are many, many, many gay people that I know that are just happy being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But for one fucking minute, do you think that someone would choose to go through that process if they had a fucking choice? And I'm not saying a choice whether or not to be gay or not. I'm saying the choice to go through the drama that still persists when it comes to coming out.
Yep.
Right? Now, poor Colton put himself right in the goddamn spotlight. I mean, come on, Colton.
He went on Good Morning America.
Yeah, you know, he came out in Good Morning America.
And, what it made me think is that they need a gay bachelor. They need to do
Why aren't
season,
they doing this?
A season.
I mean, I don't understand.
We just had the first black one, which is crazy to think of, too.
America.
We need a gay season.
And I feel, we should, there are people that I think we should bring on the show that can have better conversation about this than we can. But it's like crazy to me that you would go through such extreme lengths to prove to the people in your life that you are not gay, that you would go on The Bachelor in front of 25 million people and pretend to be straight for a long period of time.
Right.
And then even get into a relationship with a woman, all because you just want to avoid confronting the reality because you know that the consequences are going to be so painful. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
They need a gay bachelor. Amen. Yes. Who wouldn't watch this? Who wouldn't watch this?
I would
this?
Go back to watching The
That's
Bachelor.
That's right. Isn't it 80s?
At this point, it's a tired formula to me.
Oh my God. It's the same thing over and over again. And it's scripted. It's all fucking scripted. I mean, if you're going to script it, get those gays in there. Let them do just like a fresh episode where there's no script.
Or even it could be bi. What about a bi person? And then you just don't know if they're going to choose women or men.
What about We Don't Know Bachelor?
Yeah. It's a
what about the
mystery.
Batch? We just call it the batch.
The batch.
We're putting a batch of people together.
Yeah.
And we're going to figure out. And we'll figure it out by the end.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's the most interesting thing I can think of, ABC.
Yes.
Get with it. Now, I don't know you're owned by Disney and you just recognize that people might actually have tattoos in their life. But did you hear about this?
No.
Disney World for many years has had this ridiculous, cumbersome, you know, asinine dress code for the employees of Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And it included a certain type of haircut, a certain type of facial hair. You couldn't have any visible tattoos. But literally.
Was this just anybody that worked at the park or the people that were dressing up as the characters?
It's anybody that works at the park.
Anybody
that works at the park. And then I think anybody that works in like their theme park division, right?
Right.
And so that could be food and beverage. I mean, think of the amount of human beings that never got a qualified human beings, never got a job at fucking Walt Disney World and their 72 restaurants, which, by the way, I am a huge fan of Walt Disney World.
You are.
But this part drives me fucking nuts. Now, A plus to Disney World that they have been offering partner benefits for gay couples for long since it was something trendy
that's
to do,
great.
Right? So that's good. Plus, right?
Yeah.
Minus, you can't even acknowledge you have a fucking tattoo. You can't imagine how many bartenders, waitresses, waiters that never got a job at Disney World because they had a tattoo that might show a little bit out of their sleeve.
Really?
This is fucking ridiculous. Now, I can understand you don't want the guy with the face tattoo greeting somebody at the, you know, Toy Story ride.
Post
I get
Malone
that. Yeah. I get it. You don't want the, you know, neo-Nazi Klansman with the KKK across the front of his head meeting kids in Pride of
that
the Star Wars.
Sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense is when you got a fucking unicorn on your goddamn arm and you can't, you know, I don't know, pick up trash and
what if it was an
land.
Actual Disney tattoo? What if it was
even
like the
better.
Little mermaid?
Yeah. Can you imagine the little mermaid, but what if her titties were showing?
Yeah.
Ah, you know, the. There's a lot
out of the shell.
This is a funny story, actually. I was in Disney World one time and, you know, they have the live version
the
of
live.
The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And that Little Mermaid was the same girl for many, many, many years. But I'm sure that they rotate them out, you know, for shifts and stuff like that. But one of them became famous because she was so good at singing and dancing or whatever. And, you know, they have the little, like, Shelly costume, you know. And I was pretty sure that Shell was moving in
there
the wrong
was a
direction.
Nip slip.
I don't know. I don't know that there wasn't an upset. It was just, it was a lot. She was
that
very voluptuous.
Worse than a tattoo.
It most definitely does. And then think of all like the little shit that they put in their cartoons and everything, you know, like, you know, in the 50s, 60s and 70s, the animators used to have fun with it and they, you know, they'd make a little, like a seven little doors with a boner.
Right.
Like, I mean, if you're walking around, hi ho, my dick is hard to go. Get down on your knees and blow. Hi-ho. But I think they had to put a stop to that because people were getting onto it. Lion King, when the smoke blows and it says sex. Speaking of voluptuous titties.
What's the segue?
I'm not a cat.
No, you're not, sir. David Hasselhoff's daughter.
Oh, yes.
David Hasselhoff's daughter, Hayley Hasselhoff. Mm-hmm. Has become the very first plus size Playboy model.
Fantastic.
And I think an idea whose time has come.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my personal preferences are my personal preferences, right? And I have dated them all across the range. I have dated a girl who only ate salsa for a living. And
For a living.
And then, you know, I've dated what I would consider plus size women,
mm-hmm.
right? I never really gave second thought about it.
Yeah.
I just figured if I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted
to you.
That's
right.
And that's it, right?
That's right.
But Playboy has been one of these places where it's been upholding ridiculous standards for women, you know, for many generations. Now, I understand there was a different time and place when that was a thing and, you know, people acted like that and whatever. And Hugh Hefner was, I mean, I have a hard time like getting a read on what Hugh Hefner's, how people feel about Hugh Hefner, right? Was he just like the world's ultimate male chauvinist, or was he in some way leading a sexual revolution that has now allowed us all to feel a little bit more comfortable with our sexuality?
I think both.
Yeah, I think you can be both. Mm-hmm. But now Hayley Hasselhoff, now, mind you, she's not in the American version of Playboy, because Playboy doesn't, I don't think they actually
think they
put out a print magazine anymore. It's all online. But in the European version, she is now in the Playboy.
She's the centerfold?
She's the centerfold. Ooh. She's on the cover. She's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
This girl's a smoke show.
This girl is
a smoke show. Now, David Hasselhoff is a shit show. But Hayley Hasselhoff is a smoke show.
Nice.
And
I need to check it out.
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's an idea whose time has come. Who cares how many pounds you are?
Yeah.
You know? I can understand if you're 700 pounds, you're probably not getting on.
It could be like a health hazard.
Yeah, but there's a different show for that. It's called My 600-Pound Life. Dr. Nazarden can help you. I just love this show. I don't know why. But Hayley Hasselhoff is nowhere close to, like, you know, this kind of. That's a clear health problem, right?
Yeah.
That's like, you need help. And I feel sorry for those people too.
She's just probably what? Not a size two? So that makes
no, she's definitely not.
Plus,
yeah, I know.
Plus size.
I know. So ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so, what is considered plus size? Is it plus five?
I don't know. I think it, I mean, I don't know if
is
it's
it really
like,
plus two?
No.
Okay.
Like there's a size two, and then it goes 2, 4, 6 up from there. So I think once you get into like maybe the teens, that's getting plus. I don't know.
I'm a 34.
Okay. Well, you need to call the doctor.
I don't even know that. But men, it's not the same for men and women, right? Like the size chart. Like it's not like you would be, like I would be a 34 in your version. Anyway,
right.
Listen, Hayley Hasselhoff, congratulations. I say congratulations. What a pretty girl. And, you know, amen. They
Fantastic.
Need more. There are a couple of plus size like models out there, you know, models that I find super attractive.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're super attractive.
Yes.
I'm into it. I mean, I have a beautiful wife who I love
beautiful.
And adore. But every once in a while, my eye wanders. It just goes a little bit off to the right.
Just notice.
Guess who?
It's me.
I would say you're not discriminatory, Brian.
No.
You like
all
the women.
I do like all the women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy who likes all the women.
Yes.
I'm a guy who has always had way more female friends than I've ever had male friends. I'm a guy who gets into the, like, I don't know. There's something about the feminine energy that I enjoy very much. And some of it has to do with sexuality, but a lot of it doesn't have to do with sexuality. It's just, I think it's fun. I think women are fun. I think they got a good sense of humor. I don't know. I enjoy the company of women. Not that I don't enjoy the company of men, but, you know, I've always had.
That's so funny. It's probably why we're such best friends too, because I've always had a lot of guy friends.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just so you know, if you want to answer the age-old question, can a guy and girl be friends without being sleeping together?
Yes, here
right
we
here,
are.
Right here, going on 20 years.
I can't believe it.
I mean, or however long it's been, 15 or whatever it's been. It's been a long time.
Yes.
And we're proof. We're living proof.
We really are.
Now, there are many commenters on the internet who don't...
believe it?
Your wife is hot. My wife? Did you watch the show? Or are you just looking at... Did you turn off the volume?
Who knows?
Did you just edit it to have Chrissy's head? Creep ball. People are creepy.
Oh,
they think you're a smoke show. Yeah.
Oh.
They think you're a smoke show. And I'm just a balding blowhard.
It's not true.
Hayley Hasselhoff, what do you think it's like to grow up with David Hasselhoff?
Well, let's be clear. When I was young, Knight Rider was one of my favorite shows.
Absolutely.
I loved David Hasselhoff.
Every minute.
Michael Knight.
Michael Knight
was his name. And then there was Kit, the car, which I thought was so cool.
Get to the car.
Michael. I loved that
show. Why did Kit have a British accent? That I never understood. And why did Kit have the exact same voice as the guy from Magnum P.I.? that was always my question. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it was the guy from Magnum P.I., like the butler from Magnum P.I.
Right.
Get to the car, Michael.
I loved it. He could tell. Wouldn't he talk into his watch?
Yeah, he would talk.
And he would tell it, Kit, come get me.
Kit.
And Kit would drive off.
Kit would drive and like, back someone into a corner.
Yes.
Like, back and forth. Like, why would you ever be scared of a car? I mean, it's just a ridiculous thought. Like, what? I just move over to the left or hide behind a wall, walk into Kroger. I don't know. Like, it's the most ridiculous premise for a show, and it was so great.
Yeah, it was really great.
I think because it did a good job of targeting adults and children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the car was cool for us, right?
Yes.
And Michael Knight stood tall with his curly hair and his leather. I mean,
leather.
I'm surprised he didn't slide right out of those seats.
He would slide into it.
Yeah, that's right.
Did it have T-tops?
It did have T-tops. Okay. That's right. Yeah, he would take them off on occasion yes. at the beginning of the episode when he'd drive up. Right. But he'd say ridiculous stuff. Kit, I need you to run a body scan and find out if this person is related to, you know, President Reagan. Doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. And like the old 80s bad like imagery. It was yes. just like, it was a horrible, horrible show.
But it was so good.
No, it was good. But what I'm saying is it was not based in any reality whatsoever, right? Michael, I just ran a scan and he has $10,000 left in his account, as well as a nice wallet in the back of it. And you'd be like, wow, Kit's amazing. I just scanned that mountain over there and found that there are two mountain cats on the opposite side. Thanks, Kit. I'm yes, on my way.
I'm on it.
I'll warn the town. There's mountain cats. They're going to kill everybody. Kit, come. Put these mountain cats in cages. And then all of a sudden, like,
that would happen.
Yeah, Kit would like send out a
helicopter
yeah.
with a net that yeah. came down.
A helicopter would come out of the back of the trunk and be like, doo, 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 doo. It's like, they had a helipad back there the whole time? Yeah. And then things got more ridiculous as time went on. It's like the A-Team or MacGyver or any of that shit.
Right.
But I fucking loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And then David Hasselhoff follows up the Knight Rider, which is incredibly successful, with fucking Baywatch.
Oh,
which
right.
is even more successful. An international sensation
yes.
of titties and bad acting
oh, yeah.
and, you know, hunky men and bouncing
splashing
balls.
Around.
Splashing and, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, one bounce away from a nipple popping out. We were all waiting for it. It never happened. We were all waiting for Pam Anderson oh, yeah. to just pop right out of that top. It never happened. I you know, hey, listen.
It probably did happen, but they didn't air it.
Oh, of course it yeah. did. You know that there was just yeah. nipples galore on that set. And they all said that David Hasselhoff is in a series of television shows that all poke fun at David Hasselhoff. Because obviously he's had this ridiculous career. He was in Knight Rider, ridiculous show. Baywatch, ridiculous show.
Yeah.
But both were incredibly successful. And in between, he had a music
career.
That
he
didn't...
was huge in Germany.
When the wall came down, yeah. he was singing on top of it. And the people were going crazy. I have that. Hold on one second. I've had that in here for a while. I meant to play it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
So funny because I didn't even know he had this musical career until after it had already taken off.
Why would you?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, shoot. This music is horrible. It's trash.
Okay.
This is him live on top of the Berlin Wall. One morning in June, I'm not a year ago. It's like the Pink Floyd of our... of our generation.
Guys, for the first time in commercial break history, I have been hit with a copyright claim. Now, this happened on my YouTube channel before I even published this. So I have been played David Hasselhoff's song, and instantaneously his channel, I guess, or his lawyers or however that works, made a claim on my video. So I do not want to play this because I don't need Hasselhoff suing me for 15 cents on the dollar. So know that the song goes like this. I've been looking for freedom. I've been looking for freedom. It came about 20 years ago or some bullshit like that. I don't know, but you get the gist of it. You can look it up on YouTube if you want to listen to it and play along here. But listen to Chrissy and I comment on it.
Hasselhoff concert. Like waiting an entire 3 hours for this one song to come on.
One morning in June 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son. I had everything I could ever want, but sincerity I had none.
Is he just a singer, or does he play like the keyboards, electric keyboards?
I think there's a couple of videos with him and the electric keyboard.
Okay.
He had that song too. I can't play these because of copyright laws. I can play this because this was like on the television, it was broadcast to the world on this. But I can't, the thing about playing music on the show is you can really get in a whole lot of shitload of trouble for that. Not trouble, you get sued by ASCAP, who just has a tight rein on music licensing. And I'm sure David Hasselhoff is no different. Like, I don't think David Hasselhoff is going to cut Brian any favors, right? Probably not. So, but he has this other song, you know, Get in My Car. I don't even remember that one from probably back in the early 2000s. You know, he had this song called Get in My Car, which is just equally as ridiculous. No one took him seriously because no one ever took him seriously on television either.
Right.
He was just kind of this good looking guy who couldn't act all that well. However,
Hasselhoff has turned it around with a series of series on Netflix, Amazon,
really?
Hulu, Prime. Yes. And they
this.
All make fun of, they're poking fun at David, but he's in on the joke.
Okay.
Like, clearly he goes along with it, right? He kind of plays like this lug nut. He plays himself in one,
okay.
where he's trying to get back into acting. And it is a brilliant television show. And it is so fucking funny. And I got to give props to David, who just kind of takes it. He's like, well, if I'm going to be a joke, I might as well be a joke,
well,
right? I might as well be in on the joke.
He was all over the internet years ago, too, for eating the drunken the hamburger.
Oh, my God. That was a mess. I think that was Haley.
Yeah,
who,
I think that was
I
Haley.
I think that was Haley, who was actually, you know,
filming him. Yeah.
There is this a type of music out there that's called outsider music. Have you heard of outsider music?
I have not.
Okay. So outsider music is a term that was coined by some writer somewhere recently, right? Let's say in the last 15 years. I think he wrote a book about it. And it refers to people who have very little to no musical training. And or they write music that is so indescribable and indescribably bad, usually, right? It's like bad. But it's not the intention. The intention is not to make it bad.
Oh, okay.
The intention is not to be satirical. The intention
is serious.
It's serious to them. To them, it is serious. And they take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And they believe that they have this talent.
Is that like Kim Zolciak from The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I think that she doesn't qualify. And maybe David is, like, I'm trying to put David in that box too. But maybe he doesn't, because he's so famous that, like, he must get feedback clearly that you suck, or have the tools and resources to get trained to at least be passable as a musician.
Right.
But most of these people have no classical training whatsoever. So let me give you an example. One of the examples is the Shags, who have, like, many famous musicians have said, the Shags are one of the bands that made me like music, right? The Shags were a group of teenage girls who were all sisters, whose father believed that they would be the next, like, you know, Ronettes or something like that, right? Wall of Sound, Phil Spector, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. However, he decided to skip over the part where they actually get musically trained, go out there on the road, and decide to write their own songs with any bit of talent whatsoever. That just wasn't it.
They went straight to the studio?
So they went straight to the studio. He paid an immense amount of money. I think he, like, mortgaged the home and shit like that. And he put him in the studio with zero training. They, because they had no outside experiences in music and they're so young, they came up with their own style of music.
Okay.
That was sincere to them because they had no litmus test. Mm-hmm. There was no true north. This is what they come up with.
This is the Shags.
This is called Foot.
Foot.
Foot. Very famous song, by the way. You probably never heard of it. It's the most famous song you've never heard of it. Yeah, I'm getting this right into the meat and potatoes of this song, by the way. And this is a Foot song. I do not own it, just to let you know. Oh my God, I hope we don't get sued. Here we go. Here we go again with another copyright claim. I told you that this music is crazy. This ASCAP is nuts, and they will send their attorneys after me. So I don't even want to get started. I don't want the commercial break to shut down before we even really get, you know, good at what we're doing, if that ever happens. But know that the song by the Shags goes like this. My cat's name is Foot, blah, 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 blah. My cat's name is Foot. Meanwhile, there are guitars, drums, bass, and horns playing in the background that make no musical sense whatever. My cat's name is Foot, bop, 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 bop.
Different songs going on at the same time.
It's just unbelievably weird.
When you accidentally on your computer play a video plays over something you already played.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievably.
My cat's name is Foot.
My cat's name is Foot. Right? And they have no musical training. So it sounds like two songs because they're playing two songs. Now, I think it's easy to make fun of and dismiss this. And I agree. It's really bad.
Yeah.
To my ears, it's really bad. But you have to appreciate the fact that given no training and having not listened to much music whatsoever, they're coming up with their own music inside their own head. My cat's name is Foot sounds awesome, right? This is going to be a huge hit everywhere.
Let's try it.
My dick's name is Dick. It likes to slip and slide. My dick's name is Dick. Come on and take a ride. My ball's name is Lefty. He has a friend named Right. My dick's name is Foot.
Sweet. We're already in the studio, Brian.
Look at this.
Go ahead. Let's lay it down. Let's lay down some tracks.
I sang a song. This is the funniest thing in the world. So I spent an hour in the studio last week making this song up for the bit. So you can go you back did. And listen to. I spent an hour in the studio. The kids were asleep. Astrid's texting me literally like, what the fuck are you doing in there? What, is there a concert yeah. going on in there? Why are you singing like that? Right. And I'm like, it just came to me like this really funny song. And so Chrissy and Tina and I, we have like this production WhatsApp and we're texting in there and I'm like, you know, I'm referring to the song. I'm yeah. like, and I take my plane and fly my horse, which was a line from the song. And they were all like, huh? I guess I missed that part.
Well,
and
it
I'm
sounds like Holmes in one part.
Oh, it sounds like Holmes? It's horse. I should have said prostitutes. I should have said hooker. I should have said hooker. But anyway, so I've been all this time on it and I feel like now maybe that's outsider music that they're like, oh, great, Brian.
No, your song was really good.
Thank you.
It sounded way better than Foot.
Foot is not good. Here's one that actually has a rhythm and a beat. This is Harvey Sid Fisher. He sings all about astrological signs. Oh. Now, this actually has like a melody to it, right? But what's so original is he's singing about all he does is sing about astrological signs.
Once upon a time, there were two little fishes, and each had their own little whims and their wishes. Pisces moods keep changing. Some say I'm insecure. To be or not to be, I can't decide for sure.
Wow. Oh. I mean, that almost sounds like music to me,
it
right?
It almost does.
But it is considered outsider music because of how odd the lyrics are and what a strange subject matter he's talking about. I mean, just like... just weird. I see two little fishes swimming around my door. You can have some wishes.
Although I'd venture to say, just lyrics not making sense probably doesn't qualify as outsider music.
If lyrics not making sense, there are so many fucking songs out there. Yeah. We could, okay, you want to do misheard lyrics?
Yes.
Misheard lyrics. Okay, this is what we're going to do. It's we're recording this on Monday, so you're probably not going to get an opportunity to jump in on this. But this is what we're going to be doing every Monday and or Tuesday and or Wednesday. We're going to be doing the commercial lunch break. We'll do 30 minutes to an hour inside of Clubhouse. We'll record it. We'll send it out as a bonus episode. We're going to do our first one today. That's Monday, April. What is it? April, whatever it is.
19th.
Oh, 19th.
Yes.
It's April 19th. We're going to be doing this and we'll probably put this out on the 21st. But if you would like to be a part of this whole situation, we really welcome you to come to Clubhouse with us and join in the fun. So here's how you do that. You do it one of two ways. You can send us an email at
the commercial break.
info@thecommercialbreak.com. It's like, what is our, info@tcbpodcast.com. Excuse me. At The Commercial Break on Instagram. You can DM us, ask us for an invite. I've got plenty. I'll send one to you. 470-584-8449. You can send us a text message. I'll send an invite to Clubhouse with you. If you're already inside a Clubhouse, follow Chrissy or I at Brian Green at Brian Green at TCB Chrissy. Lost my fucking mind. My dick's name is Dick Dick. My brain's name is Brain Brain. At TCB Chrissy, follow us. We'll send you an invite to the Commercial Break Club. And then on Instagram, we'll alert you when we're going live. We're going to do it today. We're going to do misheard lyrics.
Yes.
And since we can't play any of the songs, we're just going to have to sing them. Or you're going to have to sing them, one of the two. So make sure you join us in Clubhouse next week. We'd like to have fun with that. That's all. That's all I got.
All right.
I love you so much.
Love you, baby.
And until next time, bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.